got down big 10 in the first half. You fought back, and it seems like every time you've played a High Plains League team in here this year, it's been a big deficit to start. You guys get the lead, and then they just come right back. The other team comes back and gets it. But a tough loss, but, boy, you had to be proud of the efforts tonight.
I'm not upset about the way we played at all, and I am very proud of the way our girls played. We fought. We were focused. And I told them, I said, if things don't go our way the entire game, you cannot hang your heads. And we didn't. And on Tuesday night, we did hang our heads. And I felt like we fought the whole time. We were focused. They did what I asked. I don't think there's anything to be ashamed of after that game.
Absolutely, and definitely a great effort for your team. Both teams kind of struggled scoring early on. Cimarron ended up getting their shots going in that second quarter, built up the 10-point lead, but you guys kept fighting back, got it to within 8 at the break, and then you guys made the runs there to get it to within 1 a couple of times. Turnovers here, there in the third quarter and fourth quarter really came back to haunt you guys in the end.
Yeah, you know, because when you're trying to catch up, make something happen, sometimes that's when turnovers do occur. And we ended up with 19. That's not the worst we've had. We always try to keep it at least under 15. But, you know, again, experience in those types of situations, it's got to pay off soon because we have been in a lot of them this year.
Yes, you have. And, you know, it was nice to see both Nicole and Kiana get back into their scoring rhythm, both with 13 points. First half, they had 8 more free throws and makes than you guys did. You guys were just 0 of 1, but you guys did a better job of getting the fouls and getting to the foul line in the second half.
You know, I want more, Adam. I mean, we only got to the line 8 times for the entire game, and they got to the line 23 times during the game. And, you know, that's the game right there. Mm-hmm. And that's always one of our goals. We want to try to get to the line more than they do. Of course, we want to make more than they do, but when you only get to the line 8 times and they do 23, that's pretty tough.
Also, another big thing, I think, was positive in the direction. First half rebounding compared to the second half. You guys were much better on the glass in the second half.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we ended up with 25 defensive rebounds right there. That's huge. And our goal was always trying to get at least 20. And they were letting them climb all over our back. And I thought, we got to make sure we really box out hard. And they really fought for that. I was very proud of them.
One player that's really showed up in the last few games with a lot of energy off the bench has been Emily Smith. Yes, she missed the 2 free throws, but she bailed herself out with that, made up for that with a nice putback.
Emily's going to be a great player someday, and I just got to keep building her confidence. I mean, with that type of size that she has, I'm so proud of what she does because she's getting a little bit of confidence more and more.
Well, it's a short turnaround. Tomorrow night, Ulysses in town.
Exactly, and we're back where we were on Tuesday, and we got to be ready to go because they're definitely going to come at us.
Absolutely. Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here. Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks.